In the reading, Borchasa that Nibida, disenchantment, and then arising and ceasing, those understandings of insight, they come naturally through the contemplation of dukkha nijja anatta. And you were saying that is sort of the measure, the other day you were saying that is the measure of insight, when you see cessation, you have nibbida. Because other than that, it's concentration before that. And I'm just wondering, so you have an object and then you turn to contemplate it in this way, dukkha nijja anatta, but it's not, that doesn't come up. Does that mean more so like you need to stabilize your mind more to see clearly, like your object? And, it's sort of.
Depends on how much self is involved. Because mm-hmm. you can say, oh, I've got to stabilize my mind and just be oozing self. Mm-hmm. So that's just going to create more suffering. Or I've got to make it like this, I've got to get it like that. And I've got to get this insight like this. But it's just, it's kind of rife with the sense of self. Whereas what one is trying, what you're turning your attention in the direction of the way things are, in order to step out of the whole I-making and mind-making. So this is the way things are. And when we can see that more clearly, then there's a releasing of that sense of both the desire and attachment and the creating of identification around it. And that's what you're using, the settling and stabilizing of the mind, as well as the reflecting and the investigating.
So not to kind
it
of,
has a common purpose.
Not to think that it's not working. You're trying, you're figuring out, you're understanding what does the mind need right now. It's mm-hmm. not necessarily a conclusion like, okay, this isn't working, I'm not getting insight. It's that reflection on self into.
Well, it's never. It's as long as there's this sense of me wrapped in there, then it's never going to work. It's just this. It isn't the way the Dhamma. That's why one of the. Atipatriya, what is prominent or what is prominent, what is a dominating, and that's sort of the Lokatipatriya. So that when the world is dominant, then of course we call Atatipatriya, and both of those lead to suffering. But Dhamma Tipatriya is when you're bringing up the Dhamma, bringing up truth, bringing up the way things are, that's what needs to be sort of the dominant theme or the dominant quality. So that whether we're keeping precepts or reflecting, investigating on a phenomena or settling the mind, it's not. motivated through anything other than an interest in Dhamma.